The Odyssey by Homer, retold by Geraldine McCorkran.
This RNIB talking book is part of the Sound Around collection and is brought to you by a kind donation from Sound Around and Nigel Verbeek, one of the original pioneers of audio magazines for people with sight loss.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Homer was probably born around 725 BC on the coast of Asia Minor, the modern Turkish coast. All of that coastline had been colonised by Greeks from the mainland, and was thought of as just as much part of Greece as anywhere in what we nowadays call Greece. The same goes for parts of Sicily and southern Italy. They all made up Great Greece. So Homer was the first Greek writer whose works survive, perhaps the first Greek writer there was. This makes him the first European writer. He came at the end of a long line of bards who worked in an oral tradition. This means that they did not write anything down. Nevertheless, Homer and his fellow bards could recite or chant huge long epic poems. Both of the works attributed to Homer, the Iliad and the Odyssey, are over 10,000 lines long in the original. Two things helped them to do this. Amazing memories, in the days before we came to rely on the written word rather than our minds, and formulaic poetry. Formulae are standard phrases or sentences which the bard could draw on to fill a line or a half line easily. So, in the original Odyssey, the hero, Odysseus, sometimes known as Ulysses,